ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're reading from 9th Canto, Chapter 9, Text 45. Devai kama varadato mayam tribhuvaneshware navrunetam maham kamam bhuta bhavana bhavana Devai, by the demigods. Kamavaraha, the benediction to have whatever he wanted. Datta was given. Mayam, unto me. Tribhuvaneshwara, by the demigods, the protectors of the three worlds, who can do whatever they like within this material world. Navrune did not accept tam, that aham, I, kamam, everything desirable within this material world. Bhuta bhavana, being fully absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore not interested in anything material. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. Translation: the demigods, the directors of the three worlds, wanted to give me whatever benediction I desired. I did not want their benedictions, however, because I am interested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created everything in this material world. I am more interested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead than in all material benedictions. Purport: a devotee is always transcendently situated. Param drishtva nivartante. One who has seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead is no longer interested in material sense enjoyment. Even such an exalted devotee as Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest for the sake of material benefit. But when he actually saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he refused to accept any material benediction. He said, Swamin kirtharto asmi varam na yache. My dear Lord, I am fully satisfied with whatever you have given me or not given me. I have nothing to ask from you, for I am fully satisfied to be engaged in your service. This is the mentality of a pure devotee who does not want anything material or spiritual from the personality of a Godhead. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore called Krishna Bhavana Mruta Sangha, the association of persons who are simply satisfied in thoughts of Krishna. Being absorbed in thoughts of Krishna is neither expensive nor troublesome. Krishna says, Man manabhav mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. Engage your minds always in thinking of me, offer obeisances and worship me. Anyone can always think of Krishna without difficulties or obstacles. This is called Krishna Bhavanamrita. One who is absorbed in Krishna Bhavanamrita has no material benefits to ask from Krishna. Instead, such a person prays to the Lord for the benediction of being able to spread His glories all over the world. Mama janmani janmani swaray bhavtad bhakti rahoitukitai. A Krishna conscious person does not even want to stop his cycle of birth and death. He simply prays, I may take birth as you like, but my only prayer is that I may be engaged in your service. He simply prays, I may take birth as you like, but my only prayer is that I may be engaged in your service. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Prashtade Satarine. Everyone, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone can repeat the translation. The demigods, the directors of the three worlds, wanted to give me whatever benediction I desired. I did not want their benedictions. However, because I am interested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created everything in this material world, I am more interested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead than in the material benedictions. This is an exceptional example here that Parikshit Maharaj, when he is enlightening, when he is being enlightened by Sukhdev Goswami. So Sukhdev Goswami is saying this is an ideal example, an exemplary example. You know, you have 7 days, but this person, Maharaj Khatwang, only had a muhurtam, only a second. Right? Only? How much time? It's gone, right? Second is gone. Just think, how advanced you have to be in order to make that move, you know? How much time do you have to think? A muhurtam. So therefore, we have to look into the pastime of Maharaj Khatwang. Who was he, you know? He was in a very important dynasty, a dynasty where you had great, you know, Raj Rishis, Ambarish Maharaj, and then Bhagirath Maharaj. These were not ordinary personalities. You can see, like, everyone in the dynasty except for one personality, they were all really outstanding. The one personality who fell out of context was basically because he committed an offense. So it doesn't matter how great we are, you know, how advanced devotees we are, how many years of devotional service we have performed, you know, what our position may be. But the important lesson we learn from this previous verse is that we cannot afford to commit offenses. You know, we should never commit offenses. We should always be very conscious not to commit offenses, and yet at the same time be super alert. Because Khatwang Maharaj, he got the notice, you're going to be gone soon, just like that, right? And Parikshit Maharaj was given 7 days. No? At least they knew. And can you imagine if any one of us was just told here that you have 7 days? You know, you press the red button, right? The panic button. What am I supposed to do? You run here, then everywhere, trying to figure out what to do. You know? But because Parikshit Maharaj was so advanced, he knew exactly what to do. He knew exactly where to go. You know, Khatwang Maharaj, he knew exactly what to do, where to go, you know. When Durvasa Muni was cursing Maharaj Ambarish, he didn't have any problem. He just stood there. Why? What? Where did he get his strength from? What was his strength? The strength was that he had absolute faith in Krishna. You know? He had faith that Krishna is the controller. He knew that Durvasa Muni is not the controller. See the difference? He is a Muni, he is a yogi. He is thinking, I have so much power, I can do so many things. You know, all these amazing things. That human beings would think, yeah, this is really great. You know, you can take a blade of grass and do some crazy thing, and you can just chant a few mantras and burn you to ashes. Right? And but a devotee is not perturbed. Is not disturbed by this kind of personality. Khatwang Maharaj was so advanced. He was totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness. He says in the previous chapters, he is saying that, you know, I was thinking. This is saying that the example of Maharaj Khatwang is performed in performing devotional service is brilliant. Prabhupada used the word brilliant, you know. And Maharaj Khatwang engaged himself only a moment in devotional service to the Lord, but he was promoted where to? Back to Godhead, right? So Prabhupada is saying it's such a brilliant example that within a moment he got promoted straight back home back to Godhead. Why? Because he was here totally absolute faith in Krishna. He's totally absorbed. He had the entire kingdom. Just imagine you are a Chakravarti Raja, not just temple president here, then everywhere, or you know, a prime minister of India or prime minister of, you know, England or president of United States. No, the entire world, all the seven continents were under his control, you know. He didn't need Air India or, you know, US Airlines to fly from one place to another, right? These Chakravarti Rajas, they were so empowered that they had special vimans. At the moment of mantra, they could go from one place to another place. This was how much opulence they had, how much, you know, siddhis they had, how much extraordinary powers they had. Yet they were not attached. You know? Saint Maharaj Khatwang said, I'm not attached. What is this kingdom? Is temporary. What is this wife and children business? That's all temporary. No? It's all temporary. And because he was in that constitutional understanding and position, it was not just the knowledge, but he was actually realized. Now we get so much knowledge in Bhagavatam class. When you go into Bhakta training program, you get so much knowledge. You go to VIT courses, you get so many different, you know, knowledge dispersed at you. But knowledge is one thing, it's important to have the knowledge, but to realize the knowledge in practice, when you put, you know, all this knowledge that you get into practice, you know, then you realize, you know, first time when you meet a devotee and he says, please chant the holy name, he says, oh, very nice, okay, I'll try to chant, you know, no, give some commitment, no, come, let's stand and chant together for a little while, you know. Then you chant, and you start chanting, and then once you start chanting, once Krishna is in your life, there is no stopping, you know. Some people may take a longer time, some people take lesser time, you know. So realization is very important, you know. It's like a lotus flower, you know. Maharaj Khatwang is like a lotus flower. The lotus flower is always in contact with the water, right? It's not like saying, I'm grown up now, I'll jump out of the water and I'll, you know, walk around on the ground or I'll be on the earth. Lotus flowers, by nature, it lives in the water, it grows in the water, is consistently in touch with water, but it also, somehow or other, by nature's blessings, it is always empowered to be above the water, to rise above that situation. You know? So when it's always above the water, it never drowns. You know? Somehow or other, nature, Mother Nature or Krishna's blessings is there, that lotus flower is always the water. You know? So Khatwang Maharaj was like this. He could understand that, like, I have to be in this environment. I have to do my duty, my service to the mankind, to all the living entities, not just the men, but even animals, plants, insects. The Chakravarti Rajas were always conscious, not just about their personal family only, or their personal bank balance only. No. They were always conscious that, yes, you know, this is my responsibility. If I want to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then I have to know. I know that every living entity, the Paramatma is seated in every living entity's heart. Suridham Sarvabhutana. Krishna is seated in everyone's heart. So therefore an advanced devotee will always see the other living entities as mobile temples, for example. Right? We are all mobile temples because Krishna is seated in our heart, right? You may have two eyes, two nose and everything, but still you are a mobile temple because Krishna is seated there, is controlling you, is guiding you, regardless of whether you are in knowledge, realization or even in ignorance. Most of us are in ignorance because we think this is my body, I am controlling the body. No? And henceforth, you know, we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead is seated within our heart. No? And just see in this episode, the demigods, it is said that the demigods, they are able to give him anything he wanted, any boon he wanted, you know, because they're empowered. The demigods, they're empowered to have so much facilities, so many cities, they can make anything happen. You know, if, for example, you ask for a boon, then they will give you a boon, you know. There's so many examples of Lord Shiva giving boons to the Rakshasas, and then, you know, there's calamities. Just think, here he's been asked, Khatwang Maharaj is being asked, what can we give you? What do you want? Just ask for anything, you know. Khatwang Maharaj is such a great warrior that the demigods needed his help to defeat the demons, right? He's just been into a big war and just become victorious, right? He's so victorious and he's been asked for anything. And he's thinking, I've just fought this fight, I've seen so many people dying, right? I also have to leave my body, right? What an intelligent thought. Instead of asking for A, B, C, D, he just said, how much time do I have actually? Well, these guys have died, you know, and I'm in the temporary part of the planetary system. How much time do I have? And immediately he gets his, you know, answer. And that just one very intelligent question that he asked helped him to make that instant move to go back home, back to God. Instant move to go back home, back to God. Because he was always already ready, you know. Prabhupada giving one example, listening to his lecture this morning, he was saying, don't be like a foolish person. He's giving an example of a lady, she's getting a burden, a bundle of, you know, stick for firewood, and it's very heavy, you know. So she's not able to try and put it on the head. She wants to put it on her head and she can't. So she prays to the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord appears, and then he says, what can I do for you? This is just an analogy Srila Prabhupada gives. And the lady says, can you please put the bundle of sticks on my head so I can go home, you know. How foolish, the Lord is right in front of you and you're asking for a bundle of sticks. In other words, you're asking a bundle of all the material desires to be put on your head so you can continue suffering. No? How much do you want to suffer? When are we going to understand and realize that it's time to stop suffering? How many more lifetimes you want to sleep for? And how many more lifetimes you get up every morning? And how many more lifetimes you want to keep going to the hospital? You know, right? No, don't be like that. So here in this sloka, or in this Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is saying, Param dristate nivartante, you know. One has to be transcendentally situated like Khatwang Maharaj. And then he gives example of Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj saying, Swamin kitharto asmin varam na yache, you know. Now you are there, my dear Lord. I am fully satisfied. Whatever you have given me is great, and whatever you have not even given is also great. I don't want anything else, you know. And then likewise, Prahlad Maharaj also is being asked by Narasimhadev, that Prahlad, ask for a boon. Prahlad, please take something from me, you know. And Prahlad said, no, I don't need anything. He said, no, Prahlad, you must ask for some boon, you know. Just see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is insisting, you know. He's going insisting, say, please Prahlad, ask for something. And what is Prahlad is like, you know, response to that. He says, Aham tva akamas tva bhaktas tvam cha swami anapasraya nani thasvayor artho raja sevakayor iva. Oh my Lord, I am your unmotivated servant and you are my eternal master. There is no need of our being anything other than master and servant. You are naturally my master and I am naturally your servant. I repeat that. You are naturally my master and I am naturally your servant. We have no other relationship. What a realization. No? And he goes on to say that, Yadi dasyasi me kamam varam svam varadarsabha kamanam vidhi asamraham bhavatastu vrinevaram. Oh my Lord! See how Prahlad Maharaj is praying. Best of the givers of benediction, if you at all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, if you at all, he's saying, if you really, really want to give me something, then I pray from your, from your lordship that within the core of my heart there be no material desires. Why is praying that there should absolutely be no material desires? We all experience, because of our material desires we keep deviating. So even a single material desire is very dangerous. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, when he is saying na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, before that he is saying trinad api sunichena. Right? He is not saying trinad api sunichena afterwards. First he is saying become humble. Then only you will be able to do na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadise kamaye. And Prabhupada says mama janmani janmani swaray. Mama janmani janmani swaray bhautad bhakti rahoituki. That even if I have to take birth again and again, then please bless me so that I can remember you. I can maintain myself to be a devotee. So we may say that how can we do this? We are not Maharaj Khatwang. Vasishtha Muni is not my guru. You can make many excuses. But Srila Prabhupada has very kindly appeared and given us so much science, so much knowledge, that if we practice and we realize, then so many doors will open. And ultimately we will come to the door that opened for Khatwang Maharaj. But persistence is required, endeavor is required. It's just like, and that endeavor has to be very systematic, and very thoughtful and very intelligently done. Prabhupada says, use your higher intelligence, don't stay on lazy intelligence. It's very easy to just relax and say, I done my chanting, I did my service, I did that, That is kind of lazy intelligence, You should be persisting. I have done 16 rounds, but I must do some more, so that I become more conscious, that even when I stop chanting, I will keep thinking of Krishna. The only time you have really done your chanting is when you put your bead bag away, you are still consistently remembering Krishna and chanting, Otherwise you should not leave your bag. Like the other day, I'm not sure, one of the Prabhupada disciples giving class and said, do not let your bead bag hang there and cry for you. Right? Your bead bag should not be crying for you. You should be crying for the holy name. Right? Very important. So just like even in the material world, you see a diamond. How many of you seen a diamond? Hardly anybody, maybe few, right? How many of you seen Kohinoor? No, you all seen it on the web page, right? This diamond is so popular, the whole world knows that it was stolen from India and is sitting somewhere on a throne in London. Anyway, so the point is, a diamond just doesn't manifest by itself. Do you know it takes years and years of natural compression in the earth that finally that whatever that element is or the material is, it turns into a diamond. So much compression has to go through, so much stress, So much tapasya is required. A good piece of gold, a good, carat gold, is something is extracted from the earth. It's gold, it goes through a lot of compression, but then it's heated up in a furnace. Tapasya is required. So much tapasya is performed before it becomes a good quality gold. A good athlete, he has to practice a lot. Just like a cricketer, he stands in the net for 8 hours, 10 hours, he's just swinging. And the other guy is just swinging his hands around, right? But they have to do it systematically. They can't do it continuously for 7 days, then they'll be knocked out, Or a weightlifter. Sometimes weightlifters are trying very hard and they want to beat, the world record, and then they try to do that and then they crack some nervous system and they're gone forever, So it's step by step, Even these, athletes and sports people, they have people guiding them, People who become goldsmiths and diamond dealers, they are also guided by somebody. They're trained to understand, oh, this is a piece of diamond. Okay, they can see, they can take a binoculars and in a magnifying glass and see, is it a real diamond or a fake diamond, If we are given a fake and a real diamond and they're both shining, we can only see the shine, we can't see which one is diamond, which one is not. We can take a chance and maybe you're right and maybe you're totally wrong, If you're right and you buy the right thing,
you just saved yourself a lot of money. But if you take the wrong piece and you dispatch your check or credit card and the person is gone, then you lost a lot of money, you know. So likewise, in our spiritual life, we have to go step by step. Srila Prabhupada has given us so much guidance, you know. We have this six limbs of Sarnagati, you know. Anukulasya Sankalpa, Pratikulasya Varjanam, Rakshishyatiti, Viswaso, Gopratrutve Varnam Tatha, Atma Nikshepa Karpanye, Saddavida Saranagati. Right? So, we have to understand that accepting favorable things in our spiritual life is very important, you know. Right? We may say we are vegetarians, you know, but then Prabhupada also says, so what's the big deal? Pigeons are also vegetarians, right? Yeah? So I may like the rasagula so much, but if I just pick it up off the shelf and eat it, I'm becoming a bhogi. On the contrary, if I offer the rasagula, you know, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the mercy of my spiritual master, then I'm getting blessings. You know? Just a very simple example like that. So everything we do in our spiritual life, we have to make sure that it is connected to Krishna. We must connect our every act to Krishna. When, like say, this is month coming up is month of book distribution, you know, right? In the world we call it the, you know, the in the western part we call it the Christmas marathon. Here we call the Bhagavad Gita distribution marathon, or you know, something like that, right? Different parts, different things. The point is to give the books out, the instructions that Srila Prabhupada got from his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. This was a very, very important instruction. You know, Srila Prabhupada meditated upon this instruction. He prayed to the Goswamis in the Radha Damodar temple day in and day out. He was crying there, please bless me, so that I can go and fulfill the instructions of my spiritual master, you know, to go all over the world to print these books and distribute them, you know. We are so fortunate, we don't even have to do 1% of our Srila Prabhupada, you know. The books are already ready. All you have to do is go out and distribute them. Right? This is a very favorable activity, because when you distribute books, only then you get realization the power of these books, you know. You distribute books day in and day out, and then somebody will turn up at your doorstep and then say, you know, you gave me this book on the street, no? I met a devotee who gave me the first book on the street after almost 40 years, 41 years. And then I asked him, I said, do you remember? He said, no, I don't remember you. And I said, yes, you gave me that book. It's called Planting the Seed, and they changed my whole life. I said, really, I'm so happy. After so many years, I didn't know that, but now you're telling me, I'm feeling so blissful. You know? Right? Sometimes, people will come to our doorsteps and say, I got this book, you know, I want to know more, you know. Just see, when a complete karmi comes to the doorstep and says, I want to know more, I want to join, you know, ISKCON. And you see, they have all these hairstyles and they're wearing all these strange clothes, or tatty clothes, or maybe they may be well-placed. But then, within 6 weeks, you see them, they are shaven up, their head is shining, they're running to Mangalati, they're dancing in the kirtans and everything. If you stop and think, it's such so pleasing, you know. A person who is in the new, who is the master of the new Bhakta training program, he's seeing this all the time. And the more he sees this, the more advancement he makes also, because he's beginning to relish Krishna consciousness. Because the proof of the pudding is in the eating, right? He said the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So it's very, very important that we work on what things are favorable. Then you don't have to worry about unfavorable things, you know. If your bhava is right, your sadhana is right, your prema bhakti is going the right direction, you know, then naturally, just like when the sun comes, all the darkness is dissipated. Same thing happens, you don't have to worry about the unfavorable things. But if you're not in samam bonan, if you're not totally engaged in your Krishna consciousness, then what will happen, you know? Then you will and, you know, be connected to unfavorable things one way or another. You will end up a rasgulla without offering it, you know. You will not distribute the books, you know. Like, we see devotees going out. Some devotee in a day distributes, like yesterday I was discussing with some devotees who are going out, And one devotee says, I normally distribute on average 150 to 180 books a day. You know, and I've been on Padyatra all my life, and I enjoy doing that. And because he's taken it to heart that this is what, you know, Prabhupada gave to the world, I want to give also in the same mood. So he's going out. And then there are other devotees saying, Prabhu, it's so difficult to distribute 15 or 20 books a day. You know, so it tells you where you are at. You go out on the street and do a cross check on yourself. You know, do it for 7 days, you know, and try to improve every day. On the seventh day, you can say, yes, okay, where I really stand. If you're enthusiastic enough, just because the brilliance is there, just like Prabhupada says that this is a brilliant example. Maharaj Khatwang is a brilliant example. We should also become a brilliant example. When we're on the street, we should be glowing. When we're distributing the books, we should be glowing. And we should have the realization, not just some knowledge to dispatch, but if somebody asks us questions, give it with realization. So when they see that you are relishing this Krishna consciousness, they will also want to relish. Whenever we see somebody doing something really nice and it feels good, it's natural, we also want to do it. You know? Depend upon Krishna. When you're out there, depend upon Krishna, remain connected to Krishna. The supreme example is there. Look, Radharani is there, subject. Krishna is there as the object. And transcendental, eternal love is there. Right? We come every morning in front of Radha Shyamsundar and we take the darshan. But think how Radha and Krishna are always together. What is it? It's the element love is there. Purity is there, that force is there of pure love. Because that purity is there, that love is there, Radharani is always constantly thinking of Krishna, nothing else. So we also have to endeavor, we must try sincerely, you know, have faith in Krishna, accept Krishna as your master, just like Prahlad Maharaj is saying, you are the master, I am the servant. Very clear. You know? So now we know the knowledge, put it into practice. Do a little more reading, do a little more hearing, do more chanting, you know. Cheto darpana marjanam. As we chant, you know, Krishna says, yoga kshemam yahami aham. If you chant my name sincerely and seriously, you don't have to go deep into philosophy. You know, there are so many philosophers, so many scientists, so many doctors and everyone. You think Krishna is really interested in them? If I become a great scientist, you think Krishna is really going to be interested in me? You know, or if I'm a magician and I can bring 1 million gulab jamuns and offer them to Krishna, you think Krishna is going to be impressed with me? Anant koti Brahman, so many planets are coming just by his breathing. He's not interested in a few gulab jamuns here and there. He's interested in our devotion. You know, our devotion is what counts. You know, Priti Lakshanam. If our devotion is there, then Krishna will also be happy. You know? So there should be no other interest. Everything should be connected to Krishna. Prabhupada gave us by guidance, you know, everything that you do, connect to Krishna. You know, even if you're going to sleep, you pray to Krishna that now I'm going to take rest and recharge this body so tomorrow morning I can get up, do my sadhana bhakti so that I can charge myself better and then I can do service or render service unto you. You know? Day in and day out we have to do this. And if our bhav is serious, then Krishna will give us so much guidance and you will glow naturally. You know, you don't need a glow light to glow. The light is within yourself. The soul is inside this body. Remember, we are not the body, we are the soul. Okay? You know, how many of you, if you saw a dead body, if you saw your own dead body, how many of you would want to touch that body? Right? Your own dead body. The same body you are so attached to day in and day out, you know. It is said that when you leave your body, depending on, you know, your karmas, you may be floating around for 14 days and seeing what's happening to your body, you know. You cannot do anything with it. But say you had the power to touch it. What do you want to touch it? Even somebody who is really near and dearest to you, when that person or the soul leaves that body, then you don't want to touch that body. It's just natural, because you know it's useless. Right? So if you know somebody else's dead body is useless, why do you think your body is so important? And why do you have to give it so much importance in terms of fulfilling the material desires? The realization should be like Khatwang Maharaj, be advanced enough to know that this is simply a vehicle, I'm seated in it, and while it's there, I should utilize it in the service of Krishna. And remind yourself again and again and again, and look at the outstanding, examples, then you will see that, that consciousness will come, that will develop, and then we'll be able to make advancement, Any questions or comments?
Okay. It seems that those
it takes a few seconds.
It seems that the moments of urgency like Katralonga God and Ajambil God are very advantageous to making spiritual advancement. So how can we realize that moment of urgency could be there at any time?
Interesting question is that how can we
realize that
the urgency is there for us also, because we, that's why it's important to come out of mode of ignorance, to realize that a Krishna conscious person, Prabhupada says, for a Krishna conscious person, nothing is palatable without a relationship with Krishna. So it's just like, we like to eat our sweets and say the sweet is sweet as long as the ingredient, the good is there, or the sugar is there, or the sugar is there. If there is no sugar, then that sweet is not sweet anymore. So, likewise, it's very important that by practice we realize our connection with Krishna. Unless we realize our connection with Krishna, we will stay in mode of ignorance. And therefore, these great examples are given in the Bhagavatam, whereby we can see that some personalities are fortunate enough to know when death is coming, and masses, or 99.9% of us, we don't know when death is coming. And just like when Yaksha asks Yudhishthira Maharaj this question, that what is the most amazing thing, or what is the most astonishing thing in this world, and Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying that every day I'm seeing dead bodies, I see so many people dying, but I'm never thinking I'm going to die. So we have to come out of the mode of ignorance and realize, like Khatwang did, so many people just died in this battle. And I'm seeing so many people dying, therefore I should prepare. Any moment death can come. That's true. I'm not sure what your question is. We are being forced to do things that we don't want to do? Is that what you're saying?
Even we don't want to commit offense.
Oh, commit offense, okay. But you end up committing offense. That's basically because, the sun is out, but we go into a dark room, where they develop black and white films, right, in the traditional time. So you stay in the dark room, then you'll not get the sunshine. No? So similarly, the knowledge is there, the science is there, the devotees are there, the temples are there. And we have to take all this seriously. Only time we end up committing offenses seriously is because we are standing on the material platform. We're not anymore on the spiritual platform. Otherwise, we would understand Trinada Pisuni Chena Tarori Vasishnana. I'm supposed to be like a tolerant, like a tree, humbler than a blade of grass. If I am consistently endeavoring to do that, then I will not commit offenses. I'm consistently chanting the holy name and endeavoring seriously to get connected to the holy name, to realize the holy name. No? It's not just a mechanical thing that I chant my rounds because it's part of my duty and then I put the bit bag away. I have to realize the holy name, that I am connecting myself to the holy name. No? When I'm chanting my rounds, I should be thinking, this is the great opportunity for me to associate with Krishna. No? I'm still a lamb, I'm still moving, my tongue is still moving, I'm still able to hear myself. No? I'm able to see the deities like this. So if I'm consistently thinking like that, then, you know, there will be no grounds for offenses. But if you don't, and if, it's just like if you don't associate with devotees and you go in some part or some zone of the material world where people are just drinking, alcoholic and everything's happening, it won't take long, you know. Just say you're chanting and suddenly somebody comes along walking past you and you hear this Bollywood or Hollywood song that you used to like when you were a kid, you know, before you came to Krishna consciousness. How long does it take before you swift, right? Almost immediately think, oh yeah, that's my favorite song, right? And Krishna is out of the window. Right? So don't do that. We have to practice. You know, we have to go through tapasya of practicing these principles that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Prabhupada showed by example himself that tapasya is essential. He performed tapasya here for many years. Then when he went to the West, he performed so much tapasya. And always tapasya was there. And he was hardly sleeping, you know. He was hardly sleeping. Because see, when you are advanced and you are in this Krishna consciousness, in other words, you are spiritually elevated, then all these material things then naturally diminish. You don't need to sleep so much. You know? Normally karmis will say 8 to 10 hours is a must. I have to sleep that much, otherwise I can't work next day. But generally, proper 6 hours is good enough for devotees. You know. And I know a lot of devotees who sleep for 4, 4.5 hours, 5 hours, and they're buzzing around, running around, you know. They take a power nap for 20 minutes somewhere along the line, you know. But that is what you have to do. We consistently engage. That's why he's saying that if one moment you're not connected to Krishna, Maya will take full advantage of you. And that's why you end up committing offenses. Make sense?
Thank you. How we can understand that when we are connected to Krishna also, 24 hours we are associating with devotees also, but still the things are happening, so what do you say about that?
Well, here is Dhruva Maharaj saying that I'm happy with whatever you've given me and I'm also happy with whatever you've not given me. Right? So we have to fall into that mode. As soon as you fall into that mode, then these things will not bother you. But if you're not in that mode, then these things will bother us. That why this, why that, why not this, why not that. Have absolute faith in Krishna. Sadhavan, bhajati yo mam. Worship Krishna. Accept Him, Krishna. He is the Master. Everything that's happening is only happening because of Him, not because of me. As soon as you come off the platform that I am doing, and Krishna is doing and not me doing, then, you know, these things will not come. These things will not happen. Okay, Hare Krishna. Grantras Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.